We have on the air today Ronnie Day, and we have an interview with him to find out what kind of music that he is playing, where he's going to be, and all that kind of fun stuff. So, Ronnie, how are you?
I'm all right. This is actually going to be very difficult because right now, as we speak, I'm hearing myself in delay about 2 seconds after I speak, and I'm getting distracted by my own voice.
Okay.
I got to figure this out.
Well, I'll try to make this easy for you. We only have a few questions for you. The first question I have for you is, what made you decide to create, what made you decide to join the music industry?
I guess you could say I've joined the music industry now. I'm kind of trying to weasel my way into the music industry, actually. I always looked at the industry as kind of a big machine, something that most people wouldn't really like to be involved with. I guess it's similar to any kind of corporation, really. You don't dream of growing up to be a businessman. You dream of growing up to be a rock star. And so I'm kind of trying to work the MySpace network and Pure Volume and all of those websites to try to come up from the back end and see if I can make this happen on a major label kind of level, but from the indie grounds, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean it's a great start for you to be able to explore these options to be able to grow, and since now the internet is like one of the biggest things right now to really kind of get you advertised out there, this is a great start for you. And I mean, honestly, I was looking through MySpace.com, and that's actually how I found you. I was looking through, and I found you, and I was checking you out. And to be honest, the website there, I mean, granted, it's more of a personal thing, but it's, you know, it has, like, display of your music and everything, and it just looked very professional, very clean cut. I mean, if anybody wants to check it out, we'll definitely let you know the website so you can be able to check that out. And I'm sure that you have another website as well. I'll be asking you about that website later.
Okay.
It's awesome. It looks like, you know, you're really heading off to a great start. You're out there, already out there with shows lined up. It's awesome. This is exciting. My next question for you is, what artists actually helped influence you in any way if any, that influenced you into a certain genre or into music itself?
I wouldn't really say I know exactly what my genre is, just because, quite frankly, if I went out and tried to make the same record over and over and over again, I would get tired of it, and I also think that most of my fan base would get tired of it as well. I differ song to song. Sometimes I'll put a dance beat behind a song. Sometimes I'll make a song really kind of lenient to the finger picking guitar folk sound. And so, I mean, I listen to a lot of stuff. I listen to a lot of mainstream radio acts. I listen to Bob Dylan. I listen to Jackson Browne, a lot of those kind of older guys. I mean, I really try not to limit myself, and I try to make unique songs every time, just because I think that's what you need to do to keep your head on right and to keep a clear perspective on what you're doing.
Exactly. Okay, and let's take a break here. We are going to listen to one of Ronnie Day's songs called Half Moon Bay right here on ROFL Radio. You can reach us on the web at www.rofLradio.com.